That's right. That's right. It has been an interesting morning as we have moved into that part of the year that you and I have just a 3-hour show on Sunday.
Right.
You're still doing Friday nights, the high school scoreboard show. And we try to get to people. And, you know, it's been sort of a moving target this morning. And one of the guests that we were hoping to get, who's a regular on the show, Gabriel Stovall, is possibly going to get to us. But you're getting word, Sam's getting word of things, you know, going on in Augusta, and we're trying to get confirmation of stuff. There are people still dealing with the storm, and hell, I got 3 fans going on in my house. Yeah. But this is worth noting if the information that you're talking about is coming across.
And we hope to get connected with him momentarily and find out for sure. Obviously, he's covering things, you know, from out of Newton County, but also the Augusta area. He works down there, and of course, the schools have been closed, so they can't play any games as far as high school goes or any type of activity at all. Power is out throughout the area, and now we understand that they may be just shutting water off for the area.
What?
It's a dire situation for that community. I know some people who have, amazing to hear if that's the case. Hopefully we can get with him and chat with him a little bit about it. We have him now. All right, joining us down the waitfor.com hotline, a friend of our show, and great to have him join us, Gabriel Stovall. We call him the sports rev, and we'll be glad he has a few moments. Good morning, Gabriel. How are you?
Morning, Gabriel.
How are you and your family doing?
Good morning, Sam and Greg. Listen, man, thanks for allowing me to be on this morning. We are wow, we're doing as well as we can right now. We're doing pretty well considering everything. I was scrambling around this morning because I was on my way to Covington. Our Augusta branch of ministry is preparing to feed folks at Springfield Baptist in Augusta, but we were scrambling because we just got word that the city is going to shut our water off today.
Wow.
And that water services in Augusta, Richmond County will be off for, they anticipate, the next 24 to 48 hours. So it's been, and we got that notice. People were waking up to that notice maybe 6:30 a.m. And they were saying that probably within the next couple of hours of getting that notice out, that people are going to start seeing their water services shut down.
Gabriel?
So,
No, I'm sorry. I'm just getting. Can you explain why this is being done and now?
Yes, right. So apparently, and this is just going off of the information we saw from the city and from the mayor's press conference, they say that Hurricane Helene, the debris and the trash and just all the stuff has prevented us to be able to pump water decently. That's what they were saying. The frustration is just yesterday, 24 hours ago, maybe not even 24 hours ago, when people were saying, okay, rumor has it that they're going to shut off water, the city was also saying, oh, no, that's a rumor. There's nothing's going, no water's going to get shut off. That nobody's cutting water. Here we are 12 hours later. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're cutting the water off. You got 2 hours to prepare for it. So it's pretty frustrating, to say the least. But that is that's where we are. So I have got my wife down to the church where we're at, and they're trying to do as much as they can to start doing some food prep before water services shut off. I'm on my way to Covington to do ministry there, and then once I finish, I'm gonna head back to Augusta and try to pitch in where I can.
And we're spending time talking with Gabriel Stovall. He just keeps an eye on all things sports-wise in Covington and also down in Augusta. And we appreciate him joining in with us. I saw something you posted encouraging people to have some patience because we got emergency workers. We got people who are doing their best get power restored and that type thing. I understand, like, gas stations are out of gas and those type things. And it caused a lot of frustration, a lot of angst. It's not something that we're used to living through, Greg.
And, Gabriel, one of the things that we have been talking about, and maybe you can bring some clarity to this, how are the roads, for the most part, that you heard of in Augusta, so the emergency vehicles can get through? Folks got to go help other folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a hit and miss. So obviously, like kind of alluded to, Augusta doesn't always get hit with this level of hurricane intensity. You know, we usually get the leftover rain and wind, but the eye of the storm literally took a trajectory turn, and it hovered right over our city. And so what we see is, you know, trees are down. We can tell by the pathway of how the trees got cut down that there were probably some tornadoes that came through. And so had a lot of citizens that were out in the streets trying to, with their, you know, chainsaws and hacksaws and all kinds of stuff, trying to chop up the limbs and try to create a path as much as possible to allow your EMS workers to come, but even also your Georgia Power folks and just others who are trying to keep services, either get services back up or keep services moving. It's like I said, it's hit and miss, but I would say probably about 70% of the streets I've seen have some sort of tree damage, debris, something. You can tell that there was something crazy and something nasty that came through here. A lot of the city looks like a war zone, man.
That's what I've been told, folks. Gabriel Stovall. He is social. You want to follow him. He's at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. And we usually talk high school athletics. All that is down because nobody can go to school. Yeah. When do they even think that school may be able to resume?
So I know in Newton County and Covington area didn't get as bad of it. So Friday, of course, there was no football, but I know Newton is going to play their game on tomorrow evening against, was it Grayson?
Grayson,
I believe it is.
Grayson,
but,
yeah.
So they're playing tomorrow evening. Our crew's going to be there to cover that action. But here in Augusta, they've called off all activities pretty much through the whole week. Like, officially I saw where schools are closed through Wednesday, but I don't really think it's going to get back. And this is just me based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. I don't anticipate a return to anything normal with school activity, including sports and extracurriculars, until probably next week, like next Monday or Tuesday. Because, you know, most of your schools are either power is completely out or, you know, there's been damage. Listen, here's a stat for you. As of about yesterday, probably about 24 hours ago yesterday, I think the number was 98% of Columbia County was still without power, and 94% of Richmond County was still without power. So those numbers have come down a little bit since that stat went out 24 hours ago, probably around about 89, 90%. But you still have a whole lot of people, whole lot of businesses, whole lot of schools, most of your churches in Augusta. If they have power, they're not having service. They're opening up their doors for food services. Some are working on generators. You got way too many people that don't have power, and now for the next couple of days won't have water to even think about trying to get back to school or games or anything like that. So I think we're at least a good seven days, if not more, away from getting back to some sense of normalcy in that regard.
Gabriel, you're in Augusta now. You just over the river is Aiken County. I understand they had a curfew.
Yeah.
We're talking about power being out. We bring on a whole different dynamic. But Aiken County has a curfew in effect, right?
So not only Aiken County, but pretty much the entire CSRA has a curfew in effect. Now, Aiken County, Columbia County, Richmond County, basically 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. You got to be in by 7 p.m. You can't leave out or be out and about until after, you know, 7 a.m. And it's like what you said, Sam, when you're talking about down power lines, you're talking about pitch black conditions all over the city. It's just a measure of trying to keep people safe. Last thing you want is to have a whole bunch of folks joyriding and jolly riding and walking around with down power lines, okay, and pitch black conditions, and your first responders and your law enforcement services are already strained. So the whole area basically has a curfew now, and that's just to try to keep people safe.
Local station
and give space for people to do the work to get the power and everything else back on. Yeah.
Again, Sports Rev Gabriel Stovall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Have you heard anything? And I'm sure there has been, but you know, we've been watching TV this morning, seeing the governor talking about Valdosta and what's gone on downstate. Have the resources, as far as you know, coming to that region and coming to that area for what they need?
The only thing I can go by is I've seen some spotty reports from I've got some friends and some colleagues and folks down that way. And I've seen some people talk about that they're starting to see kind of a trickle of certain services return, like power and things of that nature. But I don't know I don't know what all is going on, the depth of the recovery process down that way. Of course, they got hit before it came to us.
Right.
I think it was still kind of category 2, maybe 3-2 when it hit Valdosta area, and then it stayed strong enough to be category 1 storm when it crossed over Augusta. I think we're all basically kind of in that same space of just, waiting for the services, the folks that are working on things, trying to be patient, trying to keep our ear to the ground to hear the latest updates and hoping that those updates are accurate. I think from Valdosta to, up toward where we are in Augusta and South Carolina side, even up toward North Carolina,
yeah,
has been a lot of stuff. And I think we're just kind of all in that same boat right now, just trying to make the best of it.
Fantastic. We, Gabriel, you got a lot you got on your plate today. We appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Always, you and family stay safe. And thanks so much for sharing with us on this morning.
Thank you, Gabriel.
It's our pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. Jeez. Now, when you said that, I hadn't even thought about or heard about the conditions in Augusta.
Yeah.
And the other areas, you said curfews.
Curfews.
I didn't hear. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
This state's going to take a minute. And listen, we have a lot of things to say about the state of Florida, but they are dealing with this too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Coming up with that, again, that bend, I've never seen or can remember hearing of a hurricane coming up right at that in the armpit of Florida there, up in the Gulf side.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and a lot of people others believe, that's the reason why it came so hard up into Georgia. But maybe we'll get a call from an official.
Maybe.
Give us some direct information about what's going on, not only down there in Georgia. Also, listen, you folks in Buckhead, we ain't forgot about you either.
No.
We ain't forgot about you. We know what's going on in this area, in town. A lot of people still dealing with this stuff. But we are here to talk sports, and we're going to do it with D. Orlando Ledbetter, who was in the room last week asking the coach the questions, and he will be in there today. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 29th day of September, last Sunday in September. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Sam's over here dancing. There's only one thing to do after that. Bring on D-Led. Good morning, D. Orlando Ledbetter. And this is our...
Hey, good morning, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me this morning.
I thoroughly enjoyed, after the last game the Falcons played, hearing your voice on national TV. I just, it was just so... And the response was... What was that back and forth like? Because you guys, everybody must have been wanting an answer or get a thought on the official's call or lack thereof.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play. I was on the phone with the league office and the ref, and the conference started already. And so once I got off the phone with them, I went right into the question on, coach's take on the, holding penalty on not being called on Kyle Pitts. And so he didn't want to touch it because he didn't want to get fined. So he came up with his "I like my money, Led." I was like, "Yeah, I understand, but that's the play that everybody's going to be talking about." So I had to ask him. It didn't matter if he was going to say anything or not. But, you know, he would didn't want to criticize the officials, but you could still make a general observation. And so that's what I was trying to get out of him.
Trying to get that, but he wasn't going to give you that because I like my money, lad.
No.
I like my money, lad.
We need to make some T-shirts.
We do.
Ooh. We got to say, he said it out loud so nobody can steal it from
man,
us.
Man, we should be printing them and selling them as people go into the stadium today.
Somebody don't take it, though. Take the idea now.
You printing them things. I don't know.
Better make sure D-Led gets his cut.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this game day Sunday with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. D-Led, I don't know how you feel. The record at 1-2, to me, we're in good shape because our win is over a conference opponent. Our losses are against AFC opponents, and today the division starts.
Yes, no question about it. Those teams are also 8-1. Some of the best teams in the league, so you played them good but put one out. Now when you step into your division where these games mean a lot more, can you maintain that high level of play that you came out with to start the season? So that's still going to be a challenge for the Falcons here today and on Thursday night when the Bucs come to town.
All right, D-Lay, let's start. I guess we got three games under our belt. Got a pretty good idea what we have. What kind of grade would you give Kirk Cousins so far?
I think he would give himself a C right now. It's a little disjointed. They're finding their way. He's getting connections established with, you know, all of his receivers, Drake London, Mooney, and we saw him hit Kyle Pitts over the top. So, you know, those have to grow. They have to keep growing and, make this offense multidimensional to the point where Kansas City can't shut down the run and make you pass like they did last week, holding Bijan to 31 yards on 16 carries.
That was also last week when we had some things with the offensive line had to do some retooling and reshuffling. What about the line today? Because that's going to be very important against this Saints defense.
Yeah, that's why I was watching all week at practice during the open periods. And Ryan Neuzel start at center, and Storm Norton will start at right tackle for Caleb McGarry. Those guys came in. And that, you know, the offense was off to a hot start, scoring on two of their first three drives, and then the injuries hit. They went into a little funk, and then got a rolling late. So those guys have been at practice all week, and they look really good. Look like they are getting lower and faster, and they got Bijan running a little bit lower to the ground because they think they can run the ball against the Saints, who gave up 172 yards last week to the Eagles.
All right, well, you talked about the offensive side. Let's talk about the defensive side. Going into a game where we've already got to notice that Alvin Kamara's kind of banged up. He's been getting it done so far these first few games of the season for the Saints. But him coming in nicked up a little bit, how are you feeling about this defense handling the rest of this offense of the Saints?
Yeah, and Olave's nicked up. He showed up late on the report, too. Those are the two main weapons for Derek Carr. But they do have a good backup in Jamal Williams. He's the running back from Detroit who led the league with 17 touchdowns 2 years ago. So they have a capable backup. He's not as explosive as Kamara, but, you can't just dismiss him. And then in the passing game, the Rashid kid, former returner, number 22, he's also pretty dynamic, and they can pass the passing load over to him if Olave can't go full steam today.
What do you make of Derek Carr? I mean, he's been around the league, and is he doing what you thought would he be doing this far along with the Saints this season?
Yeah, he's a solid NFL quarterback, went to a couple Pro Bowls, was a victim of some bad defenses in Oakland and Las Vegas. So more than capable quarterback, you can't really take him lightly, but you know, he's not Peyton Manning or anybody, but a good NFL quarterback.
And the funny thing is, I was going to talk about that other quarterback who the Falcons are going to face Thursday night, who is also having a season that people are going, I didn't expect this, and that's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no doubt. He salvaged his career down in Tampa last year. Dave Canales was a big part of that, helped him get the Panthers job. And now Baker, it's really simple down there. They can't run the ball, but Baker knows how to get the ball to Mike Evans. and if Mike's covered, he gets it to Chris Godwin. So, you know, their offense is about as predictable as it gets, but he's that's how he's executing, and he's doing pretty efficiently.
Yep. It's been a time to reflect a little bit, starting Sunday night and then coming up on Thursday, the Falcons honoring, Mr. Blank and then Matt Ryan. Usually we see one of these ceremonies during the course of a season, D-Led, and this year we're seeing two on two separate occasions with the Falcons being on in prime time.
Yeah, no doubt. And so I got a call last week from Coach Mike Smith, and he was really excited to be back in the stadium. He thought the team was great. He appreciated Arthur Blank and what he's done for the team and the city. And it was really looking forward to this one on Thursday for Matt Ryan and his, his job that he did in helping the city, get back in love with the Falcons after the dogfighting trial and making them a perennial playoff team for years. And, we failed to appreciate some of his good times here as they fell on hard times once he left. So, Matt, it'll be good to see Matt and, great to always talk with Coach Smith, and happy for Arthur Blank and all he's done for the city, maybe getting a second Super Bowl here. So it's been a good career for both of those, fine career for the great businessman, one of the leaders of our time, and a great job by the quarterback.
You can say it would be his second championship because he got one with Atlanta United.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
get himself another one here. Like you think he won that Falcons first. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, as we go into Game 4. Is there something that we should keep an eye out for, something we're missing, you know, that little something that folks aren't talking about that you've noticed with this Falcons team so far or that you should keep an eye out for?
Oh, yeah, everybody that's watched the Falcons have been looking for this pass rush to come alive. For years now.
Yeah.
So, but Matt Judon came on the injury report with the hamstring this week, so I'm going to watch him and see if they can get to the quarterback today. And the guy that we're watching is Troy Anderson. He's got to do a good job against Kamara. Caden Ellis is doing a great job at the other inside linebacker spot. So if you can get Troy Anderson going, that's going to really – make this defense a bit stingier. They got to stop the run. And those two guys, the pass rush and Troy helping Caden stopping the run, are the two big things going into the game today.
Got to talk some college ball. Did you step and watch that game last night out of Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, that was awesome. As soon as they got the ball, we're like, who's got number two? So sure enough, they don't have number two and blew their lead there. So, but, you know, hey, you shouldn't have to rally like that. You shouldn't have to be down 30-3. So, you know, I think, you know, that was an exciting game, setting it up for a possible rematch in the playoffs where, you know, you can't come out and get down 30-0 in a big game like that. So I don't know if they weren't ready to play. We don't put that on the coach. He doesn't get enough criticism when they do bad things. He was going to put that on Coach Kirby, not having his boys ready to play.
Ooh.
It's all right.
Ooh.
Hey, listen, and Noel, if you can bring John just a little bit here, because we've been talking to the Hall of Famer about sports.
Yeah.
Let's take a second and talk to our friend and ask D-Led, did you make it through the hurricane okay and no weather problems with your house and your family?
Yeah, everybody's good. And we had a function over here at the Smyrna Community Center last night. And our good friend Chesley McNeil from Channel 11, he got hit. The water hit his basement, so he wasn't able to make it.
Mm.
But nothing catastrophic. I do got some friends in Western North Carolina we got to check on. We got Bob Berghaus, one of the great baseball writers of our time from Milwaukee. He's up there. We're going to check on those folks. But, it's just devastating what's happened here in the South. Maybe we got to rally together, make sure everybody's okay that made it through.
I know that about Chesley. We're going to reach out to him.
Yeah, man.
Give him a shout. I got some water in mind, D-Led, but I'm not complaining. I'm with a lot of other folks. So we thank you as always, buddy. And did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to? Ask
no, I'll see him in. I'll see him in a few hours.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good day today. D-Led, as always, we can't thank you enough, buddy.
Thanks, Led.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Orlando Ledbetter. I didn't know that about Chesley. We need to reach out to him, man.
Yeah, man.
We might have to give him a call, you know.
And we don't know who's, you know, been affected and been impacted by it. It really is. And he mentioned North Carolina. There's some people who are not accounted for.
What?
There are people in North Carolina who are not accounted for through this up there. It's very serious. You know, we heard a report from down in Augusta. Western part of North Carolina is really dealing with some things. Yeah.
Sam and Greg, we're going to get you ready for a day of football action. Turning things over to John Fricke and Joe Patrick at the top of the hour there at the Northside Markham lot. They're going to be there from 9 until 11. And then Rob Tribble after the game will be over at Cigna by Hilton from 6 until 7. It is Sam and Greg. Noel's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app or anybody. That's what we got for you. Did you buy this when it came out, man?
What's that?
You a fan of the song? Grand Funk Railroad?
I know that.
American band?
Yeah.
You didn't get this in your 8-track? your cassette? This would have been 8-track.
It would have been 8-track.
This is early 70s. Anyway, this thing hit number one on this date.
Okay.
So that's why Noel threw that on there. A lot of insignificant information that happened. Before we get to that,
yeah,
we've gone through these nearly 3 hours and taken a second and acknowledged the passing of Mercury Morris.
Yep.
Mercury Morris, part of one of the greatest backfields in NFL history. In fact, I don't know. Well, I believe it might still be, but I could be wrong. I know it was the first backfield to have 3,000-yard rushers.
Yep.
Jim Kick, Mercury Morris, and Larry Zonka.
Mm-hmm.
With Bob Greasy, a quarterback, and Don Shula. Anyway, so yeah, he passed. Paul Warfield can never do anything wrong. If news came out that he robbed a bank, he's still cool with me. That dude walked me on a plane when I was a kid once because he was trying to hit on my aunt. You almost did a spit take. He literally almost did.
That's okay. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
You didn't expect that one coming, huh?
No.
I took my first trip. You know, when you were a kid, your parents put you on a plane. You had a relative on the other end ready for you. And so I was going out to visit my aunt, who worked at United Airlines at the time being. She was a stewardess, right?
Okay.
So she looked like what stewardesses looked like back then.
There you go.
And I was sitting there waiting to come back home to Chicago at the airport. And every once in a while, somebody would come up to me that worked at United and say, "Are you okay? Are you fine?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." You know, this is long before cell phones, obviously, and things.
Yeah.
You just sit there and stare out the window, which I was captivated by because I could see planes taking off.
Yeah, now, yeah.
So I could sit there all day long. And one woman came up and asked me, "Okay, it's time to get in line, young man." So as I got in line, she was walking up with me, and I looked up and I saw Paul Warfield. And nobody was around him. And, like, they didn't know who he was, but I knew who he was.
Yeah.
I went, "Paul Warfield," you know, I acted like a little kid. And he came up to me, "How you doing, young man?" And then my aunt came back from wherever she was talking to friends. He said, "You watch my nephew over there. I'm going to go do this." And when she came back, looking like she was looking, Paul Warfield put his arm around me. He said, "Excuse me, is this oh yeah, that's my nephew Gregory, and he's got to go back home." "Oh well, Gregory, how are you?" He was just chatting me up, but he started hitting on my
head. He's working.
So Paul Warfield is cool. He walked me right down, and that's the last I saw of him.
That's smooth.
Yeah, that was he was trying to be. Happy birthday! Are you ready for this? These two guys.
What you got?
On the same date. Where is it at here? Hershey Hawkins. Remember Hershey Hawkins, right? And Ken Norton Jr.
Okay.
Born on the exact same day.
Wow.
And when I think of Ken Norton Jr., and every time I see a picture of him, he reminds me of Sean, who worked here, Sean Thompson.
Okay.
He looks just like him to me. Or it looks like they could be relatives. Also, happy 76th birthday, Brian Gumbel.
Ah.
So on this day. So I'll let you tell a couple things we want to get out here before we leave, and then I'll come back with more insignificant stuff.
Okay.
Because I got this thing to talk about here, too.
Okay. Really, everything that significant to talk about. Remind people that tomorrow night there will be Monday night football, high school football teams. They're trying to make up these games, trying to get them in. A lot of them in the area. We heard Gabriel Stovall, top of the hour. They're not going to be able to play those games down in the Augusta area. They got no power. They're about a half hour away from shutting off the water for folks down that way. If you're headed down that way, just know that people are dealing with that. And some of the games are going to try to get in tomorrow night. We got MLK Creekside. That's a 6:30 start. Maynard Jackson and Midtown. That is a 6:30 start. Grayson and Newton is a 6:30 start. That's out in out in Covington. Jonesboro's playing down in Carrollton, Central Carrollton. That's a 7 o'clock start. Pace Academy at Drew, that is a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. Cedar Grove and Mount Zion Jonesboro is a 7 o'clock. North Clayton and Stevenson, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Salem, Stone Mountain, 7 o'clock. Mountain View, Collins Hill is a 7:30. Chattahoochee Lanier is a 7:30. Central Gwinnett and Mill Creek, 7:30 games. Milton and Seckinger, 7:30. Tomorrow night, just some of the games in the area that they're going to be getting in. That's just a sample of them. There are quite a few as they're trying to get these games in, because you got some more set for the end of the week.
Right.
And, you know, and once again, you get the logistics. You got to make sure the officials can get to these games. Mm-hmm. You got to have your law enforcement. You got to have your EMT, which is your emergency vehicle.
Pointed toward the exit.
Right. You know what I mean? So you got to have all those people out there. You're going to have your concession stand. Who's going to take your ticket takers? Who's gonna, you know, it's a lot more than just have your team show up and my team show up and we play.
Can't do that no more.
You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of that goes into it. And we tip our cap to the school officials, to the administrations and to the athletic directors. Coaches who get on the phone and try to make sure they got people so that they can get these, and so that the young people can do what young folks do, play their games.
And if you got some friends, family out in Augusta area, reach out to them, because word is that we just got word that they're getting ready because of the hurricane, shut off the water.
Yep.
And by the way, if you reach out to them, they may want to come to your house.
You do that, or if you're coming down, you know what we're going to have to do. We're going to see a lot of people sending water down to that area, bottled water, and then mm-hmm. doing that type thing. So I'm sure some people, if you do go in that way and you can take some down that way, I'm sure the folks down there would appreciate it.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, for those of you headed out to Mercedes-Benz, this is something we got to remember to do. Now, most people who are going to be doing tailgating, they got the menu all set. They know what they're bringing. But you got some amateurs, like me. Like, if I was going out to tailgate, I might forget some of this. I'm not a professional tailgater. But one of the things that we decided we were going to do is let you know where you might be able to fill that void. And one of the places is, if you haven't got your complete menu or you're looking for a place to pick up something on the way, where do we tell them to go now? We're going to tell them to go to Atlanta Eats. Steak has got you covered. You go to their website. Not only does he have these little deals going on here, but there's, you know, in the restaurant finder, you click on that and there are breakfast and brunch places open.
Oh, yeah.
So you might be able to swing by those joints, pick up some stuff, get on out there. So, again, just we're trying to help you with the game day experience. So for those of you who haven't got that menu or maybe want to add something to it, check out AtlantaEats.com.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. What other games are you looking forward to today? We got Seahawks and Lions. Well, that's coming up tomorrow. They got another Monday night twin bill. We got two Monday night games again tomorrow night.
I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, well, you know week. The second one's going to be on the run. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing that, too.
Yeah,
Lions are going to be playing. But let me go and get rid of that other page and look at the games here today.
Eagles and Bucks. Eagles and Bucks are playing today. That's both two and one teams playing in that one. That could be a good ball game to watch.
No, I'm Chargers. I mean, Rams at Bears.
Rams and
Bears. I want to see what happens. I want to see if
really?
Caleb Williams is good. Well, just because I want to see what's going on with this quarterback. And I want to see him turn the corner. We've seen a couple other rookie quarterbacks do okay. I want to see what's up with him, all right? I want to continue to see how long Baker Mayfield is going to play out of his shoes, because they're taking on Philadelphia today at home.
Yep.
So that's one. I don't know if I'm still on the Joe Burrow bandwagon, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to them. At this is the get-right game, right? Cincinnati going up to Carolina.
Yep.
Or in their case, down.
Well, down.
So yeah, I mean those are a couple.
You know, like Vikings Packers,
divisional matchup.
Vikings still undefeated.
Jordan Love is going to be coming back. It don't move the needle for me. It really don't. As you said, Buffalo and Baltimore tonight. And listen, I don't know how bad Chargers are going to get beat up today, because Justin Herbert again is nicked up, and they got Kansas City coming into town. So.
Yeah. That's a game later today. That's one of the 425 games.
We will see what we will see. I drove everybody to our website earlier, 929thegame.com/castingcalls. I didn't do a big casting call. I wanted Noelle to do a deep dive in the WNBA and the Dream, and she brought some NBA knowledge today, too. Oh, by the way, happy 36th birthday, Kevin Durant.
Oh, man.
Kevin okay. Durant is she's shaking her head back there. She can't wait for these young bloods to get in here. Your old head's going to get up and leave here. Yeah, Kevin Durant, 36th day guy, and Jerry would have been Jerry Lee's birthday. He shot a dude on his birthday. Go figure. I want to mention this because I didn't do a deep dive into it, and it's because we were talking about other stuff, and I have mentioned to you the two movies that I was blessed to be in. You've seen the trailer for one, Running Regularly. I can't wait to see that. And that's Red One, Rock, Chris Evans, and I can't tell you, and I can't show the pictures that I've been sitting on for 2 years.
Whoa.
The other movie, yeah, this was 2 years ago we shot that and had to move everything back because of the strike last year. And it's a Christmas movie. It's only one time a year you could air it. Had another one called Dear Santa. Been talking about it. Jack Black and Kids.
Okay.
And I was got a role in that one. Got blessed to be in that one. That was going to come out last year, too. Well, now I got a note. This is the second really famous note I'm going to keep. I got one from Maverick Carter once thanking me for Survivor's Remorse. This is one from an award-winning director, and it's from Bobby Farrelly of the Farrelly Brothers.
All
and
right.
He reached out. I can't read this whole thing because I read it to you earlier, right? But he basically is telling us that he is trying to figure out why this movie isn't going to run this Christmas if it doesn't, and it has to do with Paramount Pictures were sold. Paramount was sold to a new company called Skydance, and they're doing their due diligence and whatever they do when you take over. So this is one of those movies that you have under your umbrella that you just can't decide when it's going to come out. It's got to come out this time of year, which means you have to start the promotions around now. It's a Christmas movie. So he reached out to everybody and, you know, and just let us know that, hey, listen, I'm proud of you guys. We put together a great movie. It has been tested and all the audiences have loved it, but we may not be able to have it out this Christmas. So since I've been talking about it,
right,
I need to let the audience know that, well, as things have moved forward, and the ebbs and flows of this weird season, not only here in Georgia, but just the film industry.
Yep, all around.
And the changes that they have been going through to avoid these strikes and making sure that everybody's taken care of, this is caught up in the mix. So Dear Santa will eventually come out. I don't know that it will come out this year. It may come out just on streaming on the Paramount platform. Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give a quick little update.
All right.
So there you go. Just keep your eye out for Beauty in Black. That's Tyler Perry. That's coming out sometimes. Well, I can't say what character. Doggone it. I got to wait on that one, too.
See. Braves and Royals today, 3:20. As today, all baseball games, this is the final Sunday of the regular season, and
yes,
all the games start at 3 today.
Mm-hmm.
Usually games may start at noon or 1 or whatnot, but today all the baseball games will start around 3 o'clock, or well, the Braves start at 3:20 today, and we're not quite sure which pitcher we're going to get.
Why do you think that is?
It's
NFL action.
I guess.
They're trying to start them games right around halftime of the first games.
Well, that's just it. All of them started at 3.
And
there's no night game tonight. There's no, you know.
We got NFL.
Yep.
And they get everything starting on Tuesday. It's baseball's world starting on Tuesday. The playoffs start. Now, the question is, will the Braves have to play on Monday?
That's the thing.
So we got to watch these games and watch what's going on with the Mets. Arizona's out. They're in. But whether they have to make, I don't know. Why would you go back and play them? Unless the Mets are saying, no, if we beat these guys, we could be in the two spot. So, we'll see what happens.
Mr.
Crenshaw, have yourself a wonderful day.
You do as well.
We'll be back next week. Sam, next time you'll hear from him is Friday night. High School Scoreboard Show, you and Coach Chris Parker. Noel, thank you for everything you did to add to the
show
today. Just thank you for you being you. And as always, good morning. We just love hearing that. We look forward to it. You going to do it again? Don't tease us now. for the rest of us, rest of you, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Sunday mornings. For those of you still dealing with the remnants of the hurricane, little prayers go out to you,
keep
and hopefully
up,
you get
keep
yourselves.
Your head up. Help is on the way.
Yes. And I got to say that one for me, too, because I got to go home and deal with three fans and water.
Yeah.
So for the rest of you, it is John Fricke and Joe Patrick there at Northside and Markham, 9 until 11. And then we got Kickoff Falcons pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And then tonight we got Buffalo at Baltimore. If you can't get in front of a TV, pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:15. Have yourself a wonderful day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.